Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
The big announcement that we are making tomorrow at 8:30. If you're just tuning in now, there will be a big show announcement tomorrow at 8:30. A lot of people are commenting on what they think it is.
What are some of the best ones so far?
Hang on. I had it and then...
I want my Nick, Donna, Greg.
It's unbelievable. I set this up, and then I don't have it.
And then all the mentions re-aggregated, and I can't find them.
Murph's mom wants to know if the big announcement is another Disney cruise contest. It is not.
No. Nope.
But we do have a Disney story coming up in about 10 minutes.
Donald Trump, a.k.a. Sean Farish, becoming a bigger part of the program. He's already on here once a week. He fills in for Nick. No, that is not it as well.
Okay.
Ornery Hounds wants to know if Rich is doing both mornings and afternoons so Nick can pursue his professional golfing.
No, but I'm not opposed to that.
Marcus Aurelius wants to know, is Dick Morris rejoining the station? No. Whose car are we going to take? Says, is Soros making changes?
Yeah, that's incorrect as well.
The answer is no.
No.
No to all of those, by the way. But these are all good guesses.
Yeah, keep
the guesses
coming. Yeah.
Keep the guesses coming. Like I said, a big announcement coming tomorrow morning at 8:30. A big show announcement coming tomorrow morning at 8:30.
That's correct. All right, 855-839-1210 is how you jump in. MIT done with DEI, and why won't Disney listen to the masses? We'll get to that as we continue this morning. The morning mystery movie clip. In about 15 minutes. What now?
Mike on the YouTube says, is Greg going to shave his head? No, there's no chance that's happening.
What's more likely? I try to grow hair back or you shave your head?
No, I'm never shaving my head.
I don't blame you. I wouldn't either if I had that kind of cabbage. But I don't.
Jesus says at 8:30 a.m. the announcement tomorrow is Greg is having twin boys and is naming them Nick and Rich. Not happening. Not happening as well.
He gets enough of us in the workplace.
Trek earlier said that Greg is leaving the show to become a full-time French hater.
If you missed it yesterday, Greg went off on the French.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
It was very good radio.
Yeah.
Go download the Odyssey app, hit up the rewind feature, and listen to that. All right, let's get to the news. We did not have one in the 8 o'clock hour, but we have one now. It's time for a Dawn Stensland Big 3 at 9.
It's the Big 3 at 9 on Kale & Company.
Big 3 at 9 is sponsored by Best Work Industries for the Blind. Heads up. I talked earlier about the Vice President, Kamala Harris, coming in for a 1 p.m. speech in Montgomery County, but I want to point this out to you, heads up. A huge stretch of I-95 in Philadelphia is temporarily being closed. I know.
My God.
So the Phillies, you know, have a 1 o'clock start game, start time today.
Right.
And that's when I-95 northbound will close for, they're saying, a short period of time from Essington Ave in, you know, Southwest Philadelphia to Academy Road in the Northeast. But a lot of people are saying, what is going on? Why would you shut this down during the day? But you've got to be aware of these road closures, Academy Road to Essington Ave. And that's 1 o'clock, and that's northbound I-95. Then about 4 p.m., I-95 southbound. That's going to be a shutdown there. So I know we don't have the official word, but keep in mind, as far as the Phillies and Citizens Bank Park, fans traveling to these areas for Wednesday's game today at 1:05, Phillies Blue Jays, you're going to be, you need to make sure that you have some extra travel time.
Yeah, to say the least.
Be a hot mess.
Yeah, just when you thought, hey, a day game, traffic won't be too bad. Yeah, not the case.
Road closures.
Yeah.
So we've got that going on. I avoided doing this story because I'm suspicious about why the story is getting such play.
Okay.
Because the billionaire Pennsylvania family, huge name here in our area, they are Republicans. Mm-hmm. And so I'm always curious as to why people love to bash Republican, you know, famous Republicans.
Okay.
This is a Pennsylvania billionaire. The headline, billionaire gorgeous new wife goes viral trying to, quote, bully a woman who shares her new surname. Her new, you know, she went from her maiden name, now taking her husband's maiden name, which is the Asplund name. So it's a famous, wealthy family here in Philadelphia related to, so Dr. Oz's wife, this is her family.
You're talking about Dr. Mehmet Oz.
Dr. Mehmet Oz.
Okay.
So his wife, Lisa, this is her family.
Okay.
Right? And so this is a young, one of the young Asplunds just married a lovely lady named Catherine, had a beautiful wedding in Florida, and she went to change her name on Instagram and realized that there was another Catherine Asplund, and she messaged her saying, hey, I'd love to, can I buy your Instagram name? I'm newly married. And it starts off very nice. And then she's saying, there's not another Kate, you know, are you? You know, then she apparently thinks that this person took her name, and they get into it. And so the woman then publicized all of this.
And so she was asking to take over the Instagram handle.
She wanted her name.
Okay.
Her actual name.
Like at whatever, whatever.
Yes.
Okay.
Like at Catherine Asplund. That's an unusual name in America.
Sure.
But I'll point out to you, Instagram is, you know, in Europe.
Okay.
That's where this other woman lives.
Okay.
So then she says, are you pretending to be somebody? This is my name. Mm-hmm. They go back and forth. Well, this is making all kinds of international headlines, in part because the newlywed is a hottie blonde and shows bikini photos on her honeymoon and all of that.
Yeah.
So there's that going on. So that's another reason I did it, because, you know, we have YouTube and maybe you want to show that.
Whoa.
But the other issue is, this is a thing that, you know, there's no law against somebody taking your name and even taking your domain.
Right.
If you've ever done that before, like Larry and I, that like our names, like for some things, somebody in China owns it. You know what I mean? So people do this. In this case, it's a real person.
Okay.
There's a person like in Germany with this name.
Did she offer to give her money in exchange for the?
Yeah, which you can't do.
Really?
Yeah, you can't. It's against the rules. They can ban you.
Oh. I mean, because this happens sometimes like in professional sports where somebody comes in, gets drafted and says, hey, I want number 17. And the guy's like, well, I have 17, but if you give me 100 grand, the number's yours.
Yeah. In Instagram, you're not allowed to offer somebody money. It's against their rules.
Yeah. Imagine being hot and bothered over the fact that you can't use that handle. Like, does it really matter? Does it really matter if my Twitter handle is at Nick Kale or at Nick, a bunch of numbers? It's a freaking handle.
No, I would love to have my name. I've tried for years, but unfortunately, the name Dawn is a famous newspaper, believe it or not, in the Middle East.
What handle are you trying to get that you don't have?
I would just love to have my first name.
Just at Dawn?
Like Dawn News or something.
Yeah. I'm surprised Dawn Dish Soap didn't take that.
Yeah, but that between Dawn Dish Soap and Dawn, the famous newspaper, news agency, forget it. I could never get it. But for this one, anyway, it's all the pictures of her, and she's showing off her big diamond and showing, you know, she's in her bikini and everybody's saying she's bullying and I don't know. It's a thing.
Come on, Phil. Where's the pictures? Let's go.
Yeah, Phil, come on. Where's the pictures? Old Man Dudley says, this is the big announcement tomorrow that Nick has decided to move back to Easton and broadcast from there.
Yeah, I'm going to do.
That might be my favorite guest of the day.
I have no goals of going back to Easton. Be glad I'm back in Pennsylvania in general.
Exactly. Sorry.
Is Nick Kale changing his gender identity? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Somebody asked if Michael Smirkanish is going to come back and identify as a conservative woman.
You know, honest to God, I'd rather just keep reading these comments and reacting to them than do anything else the rest of the show.
So much fun.
Peter S. says, the big announcement is Nick is now going by Nicole.
Yes. Nikki.
Nicole.
Yeah, N-I-K-K-I.
Yeah.
Well, and that's just it. Would you get the breast implants then?
Yes.
I haven't really thought it through much, Dawn, to be completely honest. I'll have to take it under advisement today, maybe in my nap as I'm dreaming.
You could dream of all the bra sponsors.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Your new...
Imagine me on a runway for Victoria's Secret.
Santo asks if there's syndication in. No.
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 Yeah.
No. Number three in the big three we got to talk about. This is a warning that has gone out after somebody discovered dog treats that were put out. This is in the Lehigh Valley, speaking of Easton.
Yeah.
So a hiker goes out.
This is a horrendous story.
I saw this as well.
It's a horrendous story.
Yep. I know. We're all animal lovers here. So
this person should be executed.
I'm thinking of Buddy Boy right now.
Oh, because, you know, sometimes people will put out like a bowl of water for different dogs on hiking trails. Some people will put out doggy treats.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, they discovered those dog treats, but inside the dog treats were fish hooks.
Oh my God.
That they somebody very carefully put in these. So they're actually the police, you know, this has gone out statewide to say, watch out. This is really sick. Mm-hmm. But if your dog, if you were out, it's like the pig in the blanket style doggy treats.
Mm-hmm.
And so they said, if you go out and your dog finds this, this could kill your dog, or obviously you'd have to
This is kind of the general same thing I always worry about, that my parents always worried about as a kid with Halloween candy. You got these sick people out there that slip razor blades and things like that into your peanut butter cups because they're deranged lunatics. And now you got something similar where you're trying to maim a dog.
Can you imagine the sick individual or individuals that did this? They need to be taken out of society.
They all need to be given the same treatment that they were trying to impose upon others.
It's nasty.
Let's just stick fish hooks through this guy's face. How about that?
Shafe wants to know if the big announcement is only Elvis bumper music.
Oh.
Sorry.
You know, if we ever did a bet with Greg Stocker, that would have to be the bet, that if you lose, we get to play all of our favorite Elvis songs as the bumper music.
Yeah, that'd be great.
For a week.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I'm giving up control. I'm supposed to have a meeting, I think, today or tomorrow.
Is this meeting with yourself?
About all the stuff we gave away, we auctioned off for the Travis Mannion Radiothon.
Cool.
I gave away, like, weeks worth of bumper music to listeners.
Yeah, you did.
So I'm going to lose control of the music on this show. And I'm going to hand the reins over to a listener who donated. So I'm going to need to have a meeting with myself. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We are sponsored by Best Work Industries for the Blind, which is changing lives. A nonprofit organization located in Cherry Hill, Best Work Industries for the Blind, providing training and employment for people who are blind or visually impaired. For employment opportunities or to donate, just go to bestworkindustries.org, bestworkindustries.org. Kale and Company, Big Three.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. Morning Mystery Movie Clip coming up in just about 5 minutes. Just quickly, can I rip my wife for a second?
Ooh, what?
Kristen.
Oh, no.
Because you mentioned this dog story, and it's got me thinking when I was in Nashville last week, and I realized that she bought our dog. We have a lab, but he's kind of like
What's his name?
Ace.
Ace.
He kind of looks like Dana Perino's dog, if you've ever seen her Twitter pictures of her dog. Well, it's a yellow lab, but he came out red and ginger and brown. So she bought this new water bowl for him. And it's one of those little, like, water cloisters where you fill it up in the sink, then you flip it over, and you put it into the bowl, and it goes boop, 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 boop. And as your tongue's going, more comes out. But the only problem is the little bowl itself where the water falls into is, like, the size of something like a little cat would stick their face in. So, like, my dog can barely get his face in. I'm like, what do we have, a purse dog here, a chihuahua? Where did you get this at? You couldn't get the bigger one? I felt bad for my boy, Ace.
Oh.
I was doing the buddy boy noise all day.
Ace needs a bigger one.
I had to rip my wife out for a moment. Boy. All right, morning mystery movie clip in about 5 minutes. Stay right there. It's Kale and Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
A huge congratulations this week. We are celebrating the Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding family team for 30 years. 30 years ago, Mike and Mark Chapman started their business, hardworking guys, family men, and as their families have grown, their business has grown. They are award-winning in our region and for a reason. If you need windows, doors, siding, I want you to think of them as well for stucco remediation. They're experts in this. These certified Chapman installers are the professionals you want on this job and all these jobs. Think as well about James Hardy plank or vinyl siding. That would certainly add beauty and value to your home. So if you're thinking about windows, doors, siding, shutters, all the hardware choices, maybe a front door to refresh the look of your home, they have before and after photos on all of this. ChapmanWindowsDoors.com. You can take a virtual tour. Call them, text them, just wish them happy 30th anniversary, Chapman's. 610-431-8898, 610-431-8898, ChapmanWindowsDoors.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
This segment brought to you by the Piazza Auto Group. Explore the most desirable luxury SUVs with the Defender, Discovery, and Range Rover models. Schedule a test drive at Land Rover, Willow Grove, Westchester, Harrisburg, or Wilmington to find yours today. What's on the cut sheet part due coming up in just a little bit. But right now, let's get to our morning mystery movie clip.
And now, the Morning Mystery Movie Clip on Kale & Company, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
One man chose to question his God. From Fox Searchlight. Five-time Academy Award winner Kirk Lazarus and MTV Movie Award Best Kiss winner Tobey Maguire. Winner of the Beijing Film Festival's coveted Crying Monkey Award, Satan's Alley.
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
And today's prize, just like yesterday, just like the rest of the week, your choice to one of these four concerts, courtesy of Live Nation. If you can identify that clip, caller 12, 855-839-1210, you will announce your choice, your selection, live on the air when we get you on the air. Between Dierks Bentley coming up on August 17th at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion in Camden, Tim McGraw June 20th at the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia, Chicago on July 31st at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion in Camden, or the Doobie Brothers.
Doobies.
August 3rd, also Freedom Mortgage Pavilion in Camden. Concert Week is here with $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows on sale now through May 14th, up to 75% off concert and comedy tickets. Get tickets to see all your favorite artists live at LiveNation.com. Good luck. 855-839-1210 is the number. Dierks Bentley, Tim McGraw, Doobie Brothers, Chicago. Last story of the day. We've seen a lot of these companies start ditching DEI, but now we're seeing some of the universities as well. And I think it's a big victory for common sense, and it comes courtesy of one of the smart institutions out there. As the headline from Fox News says, elite university eliminates DEI hiring requirement because, quote, they don't work. What a concept. Harvard University has failed to do this. Other institutions are still trying to hang on to it. But MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, has officially become the first elite institution to scrap diversity, equity, and inclusion statements from its faculty hiring process. This is just coming out a few days ago on Sunday. The school confirmed to Unheard that it was removing a requirement that mandated all prospective faculty submit a diversity, equity, and inclusion statement during the hiring process. A university spokesperson told Fox News that, quote, requests for a statement on diversity will no longer be part of applications for any faculty positions at MIT, and added that the decision was made by the school's president, Sally Kornbluth, with the support of the provost, the chancellor, and all six academic deans. They went on to say the following, and this is from Sally Kornbluth, she's a doctor, she's the MIT president, that the school decided to eliminate mandatory diversity statements from the process because, quote, compelled statements impinge on freedom of expression and they do not work. My goals are to tap into the full scope of human talent to bring the very best to MIT and to make sure they thrive once here. We can build an inclusive environment in many ways, but compelled statements impinge on freedom of expression and they do not work. I just want to highlight what she said there. She says, we want to tap into the full scope of human talent to bring the very best to MIT. Basically, what she is saying is we want to get back to merit-based decision making, whether that is in a admissions process for accepting applicants or a hiring process for adding people to your faculty or even promoting from within when there's an opening and somebody's got a chance to elevate. If you are running a business, and I feel like I'm a broken record at this point with this topic, but you should always just go to find the very best person for the job. Sure, sometimes it's about fit. You know, maybe you're not the best, but this guy or this gal fits better with the collection of talent that you've assembled around them. That's fine. But for me, it's always, I like to give the example. If you're and we only see this at institutions, universities, big corporations, the mom and pop business, they're not doing DEI. Because if you're a mom and pop business and you have 5 to 10 employees, you don't give a rip about diversity. You just want to turn a profit. Most small business owners live paycheck to paycheck anyway. Mm-hmm. So to me, this is a step in the right direction. And if the smart people are figuring it out, I'd like to think that there's a trickle-down effect. We know DeSantis and governors in red states have tried to get rid of the DEI stuff at the state levels as far as universities with public funding and tax dollars like that. But when I saw this story, Dawn, I was like, all right, this is a step in the right direction. Do I think the Ivies will follow suit? No, probably not. But at least somebody's doing it and making sense in the process.
Yeah, and in light of, you know, the recent, you know, court rulings, they have to at least say it, which is why they'll allow a video. They'll get around it if they want to. But I do think it's a step in the right direction. I think we've learned a whole lot. If you think about the pandemic, and then you think of this situation with these school protests, professional protesters, indoctrination that we talked a lot about in the public schools at the grade school and middle school and high school level. Now we're seeing it at the university level and the Ivy Leagues.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important, eyes wide open, that we all have to realize what's going on. I just talked to a relative recently who is moved to an area, Chester County, for the schools, because of the good schools. I have friends in Bucks County the same. You know what they're doing? They're looking at the private schools.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the school voucher issue moving forward is becoming an even bigger issue, particularly with the fact that we're hearing that for public schools, we're spending in Pennsylvania about $23,000 per child if you add the federal, state, and local tax dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine what you could do with that voucher.
Yep, no doubt about it. 855-839-1210. We've got our winner on the line. Keith in Perkasie is with us. Keith, first of all, what movie clip did we just play for you?
Yes, sir, that would be Tropic Thunder.
That is correct. All right, Keith. Dierks Bentley, Chicago, Doobie Brothers, or Tim McGraw? What do you want?
Tim McGraw, sir.
You got
Tim
it,
McGraw,
sir.
Woo!
Tim McGraw. June 20th, Wells Fargo Center. Congratulations, Tim. Enjoy, and we appreciate
it's
you.
Keith.
Yes, Keith.
Thank you, sir.
You got it.
And Tim, no worries.
And Tim, you enjoy as well. I'm sure there's a Tim out there listening. Maybe Tim McGraw.
I thought we were going to go for the clean sweep of Chicago with Dawn Stensland, but Tim McGraw.
Yes. Well, maybe we should have informed him that Dawn will be there, and he would have changed his mind.
See?
Yeah. See? We didn't do that. It's a bad job out of us. All right, coming up next, what's on the cut sheet part due? Well, you'll find out after we pay some bills. Kale and Company, stay right there.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Big show announcement tomorrow, 8:30 a.m., right at the tail end of what's on the cut sheet, we will unveil the major show announcement. It's going to be epic. Every guest so far on social media as to what it is has been wrong.
Well, let me just say this. I'm not going to say where it was, what social media platform it happened on, but somebody did hit the nail on the head. I'm not saying who. But somebody either on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all the things, somebody did hit the nail on the head. I will not say who. But somebody got
luck,
it correct.
Good luck finding out which comment it was.
So scroll through mentions and everything, and maybe you can decipher which one it is.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. We got a lot to get to.
I love
knowing secrets and other people not knowing, and they start guessing.
Yeah.
It's a little child in me.
The thing about these announcements is that they never actually live up to what the radio host says. It's like, we're giving away a box of tissues.
Yeah. We've got beer koozies to give away. First 20.
Kale and Company beer koozies.
Hey, it might be an idea right there. All right. We've got a lot to get to. We'll find out what's on tap for the Dawn Show in less than 15 minutes. Today in music history and anything else that Phil wants to talk about for his 90 seconds. And also, who won Phil social time. Media today? Yeah, Phil time coming up in about 15. Right now, what's on the cut sheet? Part 2.
What's on the cut sheet?
Part 2. What's on the cut sheet? Part 2 is sponsored by Budget Blinds. Spring is here, and now is the time to budget. Budget Blinds is your one-stop shop for blind shades, shutters, custom drapery, and motorization. Visit budgetblinds.com for a free in-home consultation and the only no-questions-asked warranty in the business, budgetblinds.com. That's budgetblinds.com. I use Budget Blinds. You should, too. Budgetblinds.com. Phil, if you want to play, put up the video that I just sent you. This is footage that shows police confronting a mob of anti-Israel agitators at George Washington University using pepper spray to clear the rioters and their illegal encampments as dozens were arrested. The whole scene just looks like a giant S-show. S-show, to say the least. Yeah. Well, I guess we don't have the video.
Oh. Is there audio with it, or were we
no? I was just gonna do the because it's just the problem with these riot things is that they're always the F word over and over and over again,
nonstop.
So, yeah,
yeah. Well, they've allowed these punks at George Washington, I think, to go way too far.
Yeah,
yeah.
And by the way, Jonathan Turley was. I know we quoted his legal analysis today on Trump.
We did,
but he made a great point yesterday when he was co-hosting on The Five. Which, by the way, he's actually got a little bit of personality. He's not just some boring legal scholar. When he's in that setting, he's not bad. It's, by the way, much better than Jessica Tarloff. But that's neither here nor there. But he made a great point with these protests. He said, all these college kids that are crying about their free speech and First Amendment. He said, your free speech ends at the beginning of a commission of a crime. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so when you are, my free speech, you break and enter into a building, your free speech is over.
Yep.
You deface or vandalize property or break windows or defame the George Washington statue or rip down a flag or spray paint Gaza on a piece of canvas or anything like that, or a sidewalk or a building, your free speech is over the moment you begin the commission of a crime. And I think on a free speech station, whether we agree or disagree on certain elements of speech, I think we should all realize what the law states. As Jonathan, and there's probably nobody brighter than Jonathan Turley.
Yeah.
Your free speech ends when you commit a crime.
Hey, Sue's on the YouTube chat says the big announcement is Greg found the lost Alec Baldwin show that he did in the 2000s.
Oh, that would be awesome if you did find it.
Unfortunately, I don't think that show exists other than that little clip that we play here over and over and over again. All right. John Fetterman was on with Brett Baer last night. Was it Brett Baer?
Yeah, Brett Baer.
Dawn was tipping us off to it.
For a sit-down. He's become this is unbelievable to me. He's become like the darling of Fox News now.
I know. It's amazing. And everyone's like, oh, he's not really a Republican. I think I get that.
He's not. But
he's been saying some stuff that Republicans are echoing. He's really channeling a lot of Republican talking points.
This is Cut 19 talking about that it is undeniable that anti-Semitism is often at the center of a lot of this protesting. To me, this is one of the most interesting stories. You know, we say all the time about this election being like a rerun, and the Stormy Daniels thing. It's like we know all of this. It's just like we're repeating the same things over the last 5 or 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
John Fetterman with a face turn. for those wrestling fans, know what I'm talking about.
How about that?
John Fetterman doing the face turn is one of my favorite stories of 2024 so far.
No question.
All right, this is Cut 19. Phil, go.
It's really, you can't compare what's going on right now because there's really not, they use things around colonizing and things like that. It's just it doesn't make any sense. And Israel it represents the kind of values that you know, in America, and it's like we should be able to defend the Israeli way of life. And we can't ever forget, they are the ones that started this, and they're the ones that broke that ceasefire, and they did the most terrible things to babies, children, women, tortured, mutilating, systemic rape. And I don't understand why it's undeniable that anti-Semitism is often at the center of a lot of this protesting and the speech that now is out there. And now Meta or Facebook is now like, well, is river to the sea, you know, well, of course, that's calling for the destruction of Israel. And of course, that's hate speech and it shouldn't be platformed by anything.
Totally agree. Wow. And as I said earlier in the big take today, this is not some, this really shouldn't be, it is, but it shouldn't be this heated American debate that's going on about Israel and free speech and this and that. You have one side that is good that didn't cause this issue, and the other side that wants to finish what Hitler didn't finish. By the way, on top of, like, think about the sheer hatred of Hamas. They want to eradicate the world of Jews, and they want to destroy Christianity. They want to kill Catholics. They want to end Western civilization. And you have these young punks out there defending it. I know we keep repeating ourselves on this, but, like, my God.
Fetterman with another very interesting point here. This has got 20, Phil. He says the protesters are working against peace, and they're making Hamas think that they won the PR war. Cut 20, Phil, go.
You've also been outspoken on these college campus protests.
Yeah.
And what do you feel about them when you see them, and does it make you upset? How do you react to them?
Well, it doesn't. It's like, I don't know why they seem to, I'm not even sure what they're really, you know, protesting about. If you ask them, they're not really sure. They can't, you know, and now they're not talking about ceasefires anymore, and now they're talking about divesting and harming Israel on that. It's crazy. And they really just broke the mold yesterday when they were, now they had protesters at Auschwitz yesterday during the Holocaust, the 2 mile walk thing. I mean, like, how much more tasteless and disgusting that could be. They showed up with that. And as I said this, that it's actually working against peace in Gaza. And Hamas is convinced that they've won the PR war. And they keep seeing all these kinds of protests across the nation on these campuses. And it's not helpful, but it's actually works against peace, I think.
You know, I gave you these numbers before I went on vacation last week. The older demographic is 91, 65 plus is 91% pro-Israel. You work your way down from baby boomers to Gen Xers to millennials to Gen Z, and that support goes down for pro-Israel supporters. I believe the 18 to 24-year-old age group is only 57% pro-Israel. So the younger you are, the dumber you are, the more pro-Hamas you are.
91 LSXer says the big announcement tomorrow is that Sarah Huckabee Sanders is calling in to announce her role as vice president.
Woohoo!
Dawn coordinated that.
Love
she
her.
Booked it.
That would be my choice.
Yes,
but
you've said that, yeah.
Sharon says, is Stormy going to make a guest appearance? No, I can guarantee
you. Absolutely not.
No. Cut, one more. This is Fetterman on illegal immigration and giving immigrants the American dream. This is Cut 21, Phil, go.
Platform by anything.
This is one of the outspoken things you talk about. You've also pushed back on your party on immigration. You've also pushed back on a number of different issues on the progressive side. Philadelphia Magazine says, is this the John Fetterman Pennsylvania elected? The one-time oddity, however, unexpectedly finds himself smack in the middle of America's political and cultural mainstream.
Oddity. Called him an
about
oddity.
The best analogy I can think of for Fetterman is that
Man.
Of an underground band from the 1980s that somehow finds itself scoring hit singles and Grammy nods a decade later, and not because the band changed, because the culture did. So what is it? Did you change in office, or has the party changed?
No, I've always been that way. I mean, my wife was a former dreamer, and immigration, I think, is a superpower of our nation. I think it's helped made our nation very special. But I don't know why it was controversial that we have to have a secured border. And then when you start to examine some of the numbers that are showing up at the border, 300,000 people, and I would put that in the for perspective for Pennsylvania, that's the size of Pittsburgh a month. And it's like, how can you take care of them? How can you give them an American dream when that? And we need to get a hold of that. And that's why I said that after the deal came through, that I've wanted to get, I want to have that conversation, and I want to sign on more things as well. And you know, in my prime, in my primary, Title 42 wasn't controversial. All those kinds of things, that it wasn't controversial. You know, those are the kinds of things to be addressed to that situation. And you can be very pro immigration, but also we need a secure border and we need to respond to the circumstances.
But do you?
Wow,
I want to point something out here. I think John Fetterman and Joe Biden both played the squad Dems, far-left progressives, to get into office. The only difference is Joe still comes out and puppets whatever the squad Dems and the far-left progressives want, because Joe Biden will basically just read anything you give him, and he still won't read it eloquently, but he'll read it. John Fetterman, on the other side, I think played the far-left to get to where he is today, but now we are seeing the more real, true John Fetterman, which is not a progressive Democrat. Definitely a Democrat, definitely a liberal, but not a far lefty. Is that a fair, accurate assessment of the way people play the game politically, so to speak?
Well, he's far left on many policies, such as he, you know, as far as spending, being a tax and spend Democrat, he's far left. As far as the abortion issue, he's not with the rest of the country. As he says, you should be able to get an abortion up until your due date of pregnancy. That's not in line with the nation. But on these issues.
Yeah, immigration, Israel.
Yes. Yeah. The border, where he talks about that we have to get the border secure. Mm-hmm. He talks about that. And certainly on this. And you can still tell that he's still healing from his stroke.
Mm-hmm.
You can, you know, as he puts together these thoughts.
Yeah.
But if you watched it in context, he made great sense. And I loved that he talked about the fact that we have to secure the border. I loved the fact that he said we have to support Israel. He criticizes Joe Biden for withholding the military aid that, you know, we talked about earlier.
Right.
And you know, all of the equipment that Israel has requested. He's not in line with Joe Biden on this.
Yeah, you're right.
And so I find that significant.
I just love the fact that he was called an oddity as well.
Me too.
He'd be like a big muscle enforcer for a wrestling faction.
I was gonna say.
9:48, we'll come back, wrap up the show with what's on tap for the Dawn Show, who won Twitter today, and whatever the hell Phil wants to talk about. It's Kaelin Company. Stay right there.
Yeah, we got to talk about Piazza. This time of year, what a great time of year to get out there and think about planning your future road trips, especially summer road trips. My friends at Piazza Premium Automobiles, they're always going to help you out finding that luxury vehicle you've been looking at, you've been thinking about, dreaming of it. Go get it now with Piazza, which has thousands of new and certified pre-owned vehicles available right now from brands such as Mercedes-Benz, Land Rover, Jaguar, Maserati, BMW, Porsche, and more. Just visit PiazzaPremiumAutomobiles.com, P-I-A-Z-Z-A, PiazzaPremiumAutomobiles.com. You can stop by one of their many dealerships across Pennsylvania, Delaware, or New Jersey. Tell them Dawn sent you.
This is the Kaelin Company Podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Wednesday morning, getting set to hand things off to the Dawn Stensland Show. Dawn, what do we have lined up at the top of the hour?
Oh, there's so much developing today. We always have all the breaking news live and local. 10:15 today, we've invited back in the studio, in the house, the ADL, Andrew Goretzky, Ross Weissman. They'll be in the house breaking down the latest on the UPenn situation. We know that there was a meeting yesterday of a couple hours. The protesters, the anti-Israel protesters, by the way, they wanted DA Larry Krasner to be there. UPenn said no. And we'll find out the latest. Are they calling in Philadelphia police? What's going on with this? So we're going to get an update here and break some news. At 11 o'clock, we'll have Scott Walter, author of Arabella, Dark Money Network of Leftist Billionaires, Secretly Transforming America. This is must listen. He's the president of Capital Research Center, and we're going to break this down. Where is the money coming from? And also, we'll hear from the janitor. Remember the janitor who took on one of our East Coast protesters? You'll hear from the janitor in this interview that was an exclusive, and as well, the protester, a professional protester, also a millionaire, who's a 40-year-old. We're going to break all that down.
Okay.
11:30, Mark Caskey, an op-ed that he wrote in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Wow, we have so much developing.
Super juicy.
Must listen today. Yeah, good juicy details.
All right, looking forward to it. Let's get to what we like to call fill time.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history on Kale and Company.
Today, Wednesday, May 8th, we celebrate the birthdays of Chris France, drummer for the Talking Heads, Philip Bailey from Earth, Wind, and Fire, Alex Van Halen, and Danny Whitten from Neil Young's band Crazy Horse, who I'm seeing on Sunday. And by the way, still not my next show. Details tomorrow. Album includes The Cure's debut from 79, The Kinks' Preservation Act 2 from 74, and Bruce Dickinson's solo debut Tattooed Millionaire from 90. And by the way, he's here with Maiden on November 1st. Also in 2015, Rush began their R40 tour. I went to the New York, New Jersey show. Crosby, Loggins, son of Kenny, won the first and only season of MTV's Rock the Cradle, a singing competition featuring the offspring of celebrity musicians in 2008. But lastly, why not? Another Stones story. On this day in 65, the Stones played in Jacksonville, Florida. In the audience was 17-year-old Ronnie Van Zant, who decides then that he wants to be a singer in a rock band and, of course, later formed Lynyrd Skynyrd. For Kale and Company, I'm Phil Omquist.
Great work, as always. Philip, as we wrap up a Wednesday show with Who Won Twitter Today?
Who Won Twitter?
Sponsored by Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon. Irkwin's Twitter. The construction companies in Maine need more women the same way that the Boy Scouts of America do. Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon. The secret to spoiling the moms in your life this spring. Now with three locations, Glenmill, Springfield, and Center City at the Lowe's Hotel. Visit in person or online at josephanthony.com where gift cards are available. That's josephanthony.com.
All right, that'll do it for us. If you're out in Montgomery County today around 1 o'clock, stop by. Kamala Harris and I will be having shrimp and grits. Everybody have a great rest of your Wednesday. Enjoy the Dawn Show. We're back tomorrow morning at 6. And remember, our Veep.
I went to school on a school bus.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.